Okay.
I just want to finish up some Kuf Pei Zayin. Yud Haroa Dam B'Shas Kashmish Muteres L'Shamish Pam Shnia Shemis Kishet Titaher. So if someone sees Damach Tashmish once, then they're not a Rome Damach Tashmish, of course. They have to go to the mikvah. But after they catch them again and go to the mikvah, they're allowed to be Shamish again. It only happened once. However, there's a din of Desheshainu Kavua. Right? Since it happened once, she has to be Choshish once. Now, what does it mean to be Choshish once? You can't say since it happened to the Tashmish once, she's, I mean, various reasons, but most obvious, she's Choshish the next Tashmish. Because then she'd be Yasser forever. Can't be Yasser forever because of Vesheinu Kavua. So it rather means that it happened on a specific time once. Maybe it's only Tashmish in that time. She's Choshish next time for Tashmish in that particular time. I'll first read the original way the Shulchan Aruch seems to have been printed, or it was printed. Balel shel tfilasa. If she sees once or twice on the night she tovels, like right after going to the mikvah, then she's choshesh for veshashenu kavua for the night of tefillah, and therefore she does she tagia tefillah cheres she chalifrosh leil shel tefillah. So she refrains from tashmish the next night she tovels. The ain tzarich lifrosh leil shel tefillah shlishes. But so you know, if in January she tovels and sees damachas tashmish, then in February she tovels and is poorish that night, waits till the next night to be with her husband, and then in March she's fine, it's over and done with. Because she was poorish once, and that gets rid of a Vesheshenu Kavua. Okay, the Piskei Teshuva Mem Beis, according to Chabad Das, we'll come back to in the next Seif. Dechom Midi Lokom Vesel Lokai Shel Chadit Zizek. Since it wasn't Kviyas three times, she's only Choshesh for once. Okay, seems fairly straightforward. Let's continue in the Ramah then, before we get to why some people added the word Leil Sheni Shel Tfilasa. And I don't know what you have in your Shulchan Aruch, and mine has brackets, the word Shemi. V'imrasa shalosh pa'amin pa kol pa'am v'yirshonosh achar tefillah. So what if she sees three times, each time the first bia after tofeling, and the first bia after mikvah, she sees machmas tashmish, asura labala, and that's three times is already serious, asura labala ilu rasa shalosh pa'am v'tzufim. She's usher as if she saw three times in a row. Shari ef shelo lit bo lo shamishimo. Why? Because now she's being kavuya veses for the first bia after mikvah. And if she's kavuya veses for the first bia after mikvah, then she's assured her husband forever because she can never have the first bia after mikvah, and then obviously she can never have a second or third. She never had the first. And then she just has to get divorced or do the dinas for Ferris or etc. Shari Efshul Litpol Shamshu. She can't topel and be with her husband. Shari Roa Kopanach Filsa. Because she sees the first time after topeling means she can never sleep with her husband again. Okay. This part is a little controversial in a number of ways. First, let's deal with the issue discussed in the Piskei Tshuva. Sivkatan Mendalit. What is this exact? What is this exact case? I read it a certain way, and that is the way the Taz reads it. Right? That there's a veses called veses of first bia after mikvah. That's, I think, the simplest pshat of Rama. The Vesas of first, and therefore says the Taz in Sifkatan Yud Dalid at the end. What does the Rambam mean as if she saw three times in a row? Means she didn't really see three times in a row. There were bios shel heter in between, which is a confusing phrase. What he means is bios that were done be'isser but didn't cause blood to come. Meaning, she three times in a row saw the first bia after toveling. But in between, in the middle of her shivah nikiyim, she did a few bias, which she should have, and she's five kares for them. But they didn't cause riyah machmas tashmish. That's what you mean by bia shel heter. I know it's a misleading phrase. So therefore, it wasn't really three in a row. But nonetheless, there's a kvias veses of a pattern of first bia after mikvah night, which means she can never permissibly be with her husband again, because until mikvah night, she's not allowed to be with her husband. And after bia mikvah night, it's the first bia after mikvah night. That's, I think, the most posh pshat in Arma and the Taz. The Shach in Sivkat Ulam, it says something a little different. What does he say? He says, he doesn't say terribly much. What does it mean, as if she saw three times in a row? The Taz says it wasn't three times in a row, but it's as bad as three times in a row, because it's a special kvios of... it's a special kvias of first time after mikvah. The Shach Tzvot Lamed just says Kolomer Kilo Avra Verasa Shalosh Pam Ritzufin Below Tevila. It's as if she saw three times in a row, like without toveling first, like she just did the Asnidas, had Riyas Lachmas Hashem three times in a row. So now, what does the Shach mean here? You could say, you know, there's a few days after. What does it mean as if it was three times in a row? What kind of three times in a row? That doesn't matter. We don't care what it was as if. We care what the din is. But the Chavos Das, quoted in the Pesach Teshuvah Mem Dalet, understands the Shach to be disagreeing with the Taz. And he says it really was three times in a row. So what does it mean as if three times in a row? It was three times in a row with mikveh in between. It's as if it was three times in a row without mikveh in between. So, let me just... put these two sheetahs on the board. And what is the intention of the Ramah here? What's the case of the Ramah here? According to the Taz, it is... here we have Bia Rishona Achar Tvila, and then... she had Re'eh Machmas Tashmish. Bia Benidasa Lo Rasa Machmas Tashmish, right? So it wasn't really three Re'eh Machmas in a row. Bia Rishona Achar Tvila Rasa Machmas Tashmish. Bia Benidasa, obviously I could put these interrupting ones as many or as few as I want, as long as there's one somewhere. This is just an example. Lo rasa achmas tashmish. Bia rishona achar tvila rasa achmas tashmish. So it was not three rasa achmas tashmish in a row, but it's a veses of first bia after tvila, which is just as bad. That's the simplest pshat in Rama, and that's what the Taz says. And the psak is lefi Taz tisgaresh the cup of Neses shall re'ia machmas tashmis bibia rishona achar tevilasa. Okay, the Shach doesn't say terribly much. All he says is it doesn't mean that it was not in a row, but it's as if it's in a row. It means it was with toveling in between, and it's as if it was in a row without toveling in between. But the Chavos Das says, what does the Shach mean? So, Kefi Shabir Chavos Das de Kavanoso. He says, no, what was the case? It was Tvila Bia, which is clearly the Birishona after Tvila, Romach was Tashmish. Tvila Bia, Romach was Tashmish. Tvila, Bia, Ra'am Achmas Tashmash. And it really was three in a row. So what is Ra'am Ki'ilu three in a row? Oh, it was three in a row with toveling in between, which is as bad as three in a row without toveling in between. Which I admit is sort of a funny... I admit it's a funny shot in the Ramah, because like, why would that be a chiddush? Who cares if there's toveling in between or not? But that's what the Shach says.
The Shach says... Avra b'shimsha below rata. Where's the
avera
here that she's performing?
No, ki'ilu, she didn't tovel in between. If she didn't tovel in between, she did a bias nida and rata. Meaning, it's as if she did bia romach tashmish, bia romach tashmish, bia romach tashmish without going to the mikveh in between.
Ah, it says if she was over.
Yeah. Interesting. So what is the Chavos Das medayik in the Shach here? I mean, it's three times in a row, right? Here, what's the psak? Psak is poshut. Right? Tisgarish. And the svara is
Pashas. You have three in a row. What is it? Chavos Das Medayik in the Shach? He's Medayik in the Shach. That, and this is what's not, he's Medayik in the Shach, that, Lefi HaShach, in this case, she's Muteris. That's why the Shach didn't say like the Taz. Because he thought that case was Muteris. Why would that case be Muteris? Because he thinks there's no such thing as,
he said L'das Shach near the Muteris. V'chein Iker. V'chein Iker. And he seems to say, no, you can't be Kovei Aveses for the first time after each Tvila. That's not a normal kind of Aveses. The ninth Tvila can be Aveses. But the first time after Tvila can't be Aveses. So what's the Svara? The Svara is, there's no such Aveses as first Bia after Tvila. That seems to be the Svara. Okay, so here we have Machlokas, how to understand this Ramah. The Taz understanding, which I think is Pashup Shad, it's not in the robe, but it's as bad as it did in the robe, because it's this new kind of SS. The Chavos Das explains the Shach understands the Ramah. No, the Ramah's really not saying Kiddush at all. It really was three times in a row. So obviously, she's a Surah. But if it had been the Shach's case, then Taka, she would be Muteris. Okay. That's a big Kiddush. Lamaisa, it doesn't really happen. We don't need to know how to paskin it. Now let's move on to the the bigger machlokas in this Ramah before we get to the next Ramah. Give me a second. What about the following case? What about the following case? Let's say you had a different case. You had three three beers in a row, and they were all Romachas Tashmish, but there was a pattern to them. Three beers in a row, Romachas Tashmish, but there was a pattern to them. Let's say, for example, she was Mishamish on Rosh Chodesh, Romach was Tashmish. Next Rosh Chodesh, Romach was Tashmish. Next Rosh Chodesh, Romach was Tashmish. There are two ways to interpret this. You could say, well, three Romach was Tashmish in a row, she's a Surah forever. Or you could say, no, there's a pattern. She's only a Surah on Rosh Chodesh. Right? It's not clear how we would interpret something like that. So, the Taz. If you look in the Pesach Chubas of Katan Mem Aleph, he says, I am Berhete, the Amuna Shmuel, you have to add Mel Shemi. Dimloke, Lohusre, Yechol Shame, Shafil Belel, Tvilasa. Maybe I should go back for one moment. Let me go back for one moment. In the Pesach Chubas, Sivkatan Mendalib, in the second paragraph, says, Ayin b'minchas Yaakov, shekaz v'lohakel b'isha sh'rosa sholosh pa'me machos tashmish chol pa'm b'leil tfilosa. Three times in a row, it's leil tfilosa. So what about the following case? You have three in a row b'leil tfilosa. How do you interpret that? As a row of machos tashmish? Or as a veses of only row of machos tashmish b'leil tfilasa? So, here we have the Minchas Yaakov. Minchas Yaakov, by the way, is on the page. That means the Torah Sashlamin. Right? Why is the... It's a little... I would have written a little differently if I was writing this Ketshuva. I wouldn't have known as many achronim, but I would have written this a little differently. I would have written Torah Sashlamin. He calls it the Minchas Yaakov. Why? Because the Torah Sashlam is famous book of the Minchas Yaakov. That was his nickname, like the Chafetz Chaim or something.
So what he means, the Torah Shlomo right here on the page, he quotes the Emunah Shmuel and disagrees with him. Let's just start with the Emunah Shmuel there. But then says the Emunah Shmuel, he says, she is a Roh Machbas Tashmish. That's Roh Machbas Tashmish Gomer. That's Roh Machbas Tashmish. Each 3 times are Leil Tefillah. Doesn't make a difference that each of the 3 times were on Leil Tefillah. Since it's 3 in a row, because 3 in a row, therefore it is Roh Machbas Tashmish. There's a pattern. The pattern doesn't matter if it's 3 in a row. That's the basic shita. A pattern doesn't matter if it's 3 in a row. The Torah HaShlomim, or Minchas Yaakov, right? Minchas Yaakov / Torah HaShlomim argues on him and says, no. It's only a Veses Liros Machmas Tashmish Bilel Tvilasa. So what happens? When she goes to the mikvah that night, she refrains from Tashmish. And then afterwards, she's okay. Because she was only Koveya, right? Because she was only Koveya Bilel Tvilasa. Okay, so it's different ways of interpreting the facts. Right? If you have 3 in a pattern, the Emunah Shmuel says, you interpret it as 3 in a row, you ignore the pattern. And the Torah Shlomo says, no, you pay attention to the pattern, and you ignore the 3 in a row. So that's the basic machlokes. Where does it come from? Remember, Rashi said Pshat in the Gemara, and we'll see this in Sefer Aleph, that if she is a pattern to Re'iyah Machbas Tashmish, she's only a Surah in that Veses, in that pattern. Right? Remember the Gemara says, she is Veses told Vesta, there were 3 Pshatim, Rashi says means, if she only sees on certain days Machbas Tashmish, she's only a Surah those days. Question is, what did he mean? The Minchas Yaakov says, yeah, if she only sees on certain days, she's only a Surah that days. The Emunah Shmuel says, no. It means if she only sees certain days and she has clean bios on other days, then she's only served that days. But if she only sees that days without anything clean in between, then we don't blame those days. We blame Roh Machbas Tashmish. So it's based on the machlokas, how to interpret Rashi. When Rashi says, if there's a pattern, she's only Asura on that day. What does Rashi mean by that? According to Minchas Yaakov, he means whenever there's a pattern. Whenever there's a pattern, she's only Asura on that day. But according to the Emunah Shmuel, Rashi meant if there were bios shel heter in between. If there's a pattern of Re'iyah Machbas Tashmish with Bi'ah Shel Heter in between, she's only Asura on those days of the pattern. But if there's no Bi'ah Shel Heter in between, then she's Asura Lagami. That is the Machlokas here between the Emunah Shmuel and the Minchas Yaakov. This has a number of nafkamina. So, for example, another case that they discussed there, a very parallel case, it's really not even a Chiddush, it's just the exact same case, is what about if she sees 3 in a row Machbas Tashmish on, not one, but on on the same day of the month, right? Rosh Chodesh or Tesvav or whatever it may be, right? That was the example I started with. She sees, again, if she had, let's just review, make sure we get the machlokas down here. If she had seen on Aleph Nisan Roh Machbas Tashmish, you know, Vav Nisan, not Aleph Iyar Roh Machbas Tashmish, Aleph Sivan Roh Machbas Tashmish, then everyone agrees she was only Kover Roh Machbas Tashmish Rosh Chodesh because she doesn't have 3 in a row, right? This is not a machlokas. That's obvious. Everyone agrees that's what Rashi meant. She's now Roh Machbas Tashmish for Rosh Chodesh. Because it's obviously not other days, because once you try a different day, there's no Roh Machbas Tashmish.
The machlokas is just, what if she has Aleph Nisan, Romach was Tashmish, Aleph Iyar, Romach was Tashmish, Aleph Sivan, Romach was Tashmish.
That's a machlokas, because you can interpret it in two ways. You could say three in a row is three in a row. I don't see any pattern under three in a row. Or you can say, no, there's only a pattern. It's only us from Rosh Chodesh. This is the machlokas.
Achronim.
That we're dealing with right here. And this is actually in the continuation of Pesach Chukum and Dalit, all the way on the side, the right of the board, from your perspective, was the first third of Pesach Chukum and Dalit. Then the first line I put here was the second third, and now the last part.
It says, Ein Chavas Das, that what if... But Odin said, "Yom Rasa Gilpam Ratzufim Yom Yadur LaChodesh Shabbos Tashvish Deino Sura Rak LaOso
Yom Yadur." Three in a row on the same day of the month. Says the Minchas Yaakov, the exact same shita. She's Asura Rak Yom Zebachodesh. Right, she was Kaveh only for a Chodesh. And here he quotes a bunch of Achronim who disagreed with him. Ayin Chavos Das who disagrees with him. And he quotes the Chassam Sofer disagreed with him. And the Sidri Tara also, I don't think he quotes as a firm conclusion. Or maybe he does. But the Sidri Tara also disagrees with him. So here we have a whole bunch of Achronim, seem to be more on the Munishmal side, the Chavos Das, and the Chassam Sofer, and the Sidri Tara, who's in the back. All say she is Romach Mastashvish Gomer. They say even though it happened a certain day of the month, we don't care. They are on the side of the Emuna Shmuel here. This affects a few other things. Number one, the Torah Shlomo points out that all of our yourselves and Shokar said Leil Shel Tvilasa. But the Emuna Shmuel has to add Sheni. Why did the Emunah Shmuel have to add Sheni, the words of the Machaber? It says like this, hold on, if she sees Leil Tefillah, and she sees Leil Tefillah, interesting question. What if you had only, right? Only once, or twice, the Leil Tefillah. Here you're going to come out with a ironic result. Once or twice the Leil Tefillasa. So you have to be choshesh for Besa She'inu Kavua. So what would happen? But they were in a row, right? Once or twice in a row the Leil Tefillasa, right? one second. And... says the Emunah Shmuel, the whole lush of the Emunah Shmuel is found in the Berhetev later. The Berhetev, I think we mentioned once, normally only goes to Shach Nakaz. Occasionally he adds later poskin, very rarely. This is one of the cases where he quotes at great length the lushan of the Emunah Shmuel. And what does he say? One second. Yep. He says that if he sees once or twice the Leil Tefillasa, Taka, she's Mutter L'Shamesh, then what do we assume? Once or twice the Leil Tefillasa, once or twice, sorry, in a row the Leil Tefillasa, he says, this is not on the way to a vessel of Leil Tefillah. This is just Stam, a regular Romach Mastashmish. So says the Emunah Shmuel, he's quoted, he's referred to in the Pesachei Tshuva and the Torah Shlomo, the Lashon is from the Berhetiv, says the Emunah Shmuel, this is, think about it, this is a Vesesh Eino Kavua Lero Machbas Tashmish Gomer, right? Not Ro Machbas Tashmish, only Leil Tfilasa. Because we don't have a reason to assume it's Leil Tfilasa. Because there are no bias heter in between. If it's spam, we don't attribute it to a pattern. It's a raw vesishenu kavua the raw mathmas tashmish gomer, and therefore, what are you going to say? You're going to say, well, it should be usher. She should be usher at any night. So it's a vesishenu kavua for regular raw mathmas tashmish on any night. But you can't say she's usher at any night because you can't usher a woman forever. Do it at ain't a kavua. Therefore, paradoxically, therefore, since you can't make her totally usher machmas vesesh she'eino kavua, therefore she is muteris legamre. She's muteris legamre. If she she's once or twice on tefillah night without a bias heter in between, she's muteris legamre. If she receives twice on tefillah night with a bias heter in between, she'd be usher next tefillah night. But since there's no bias heter in between, we say we don't see a pattern here. We don't see any pattern unless there's bias heter in between. There's no pattern. She's a regular robach with tashmish once or twice. In which case, Vesta Shena Kavosha asks her forever. But since it can't, she's muteris, as opposed to the Torah Sashlama and the Minchas Yaakov says. He says no. He says this is a Vesta She'eno Kavua Le Romach Mastashmish Davka Bilel Tvilasa. And therefore, what happens? She is Asura Pam Achas Bilel Tvilasa. Because the Romach was, it's a Veshen of the law of a specific night, so let her be Asura for that night. Of course, this is what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. This is Girsa. Yeshana is Shulchan Aruch. This is the old Gersh in the Shulchan Aruch, which says if she sees once or twice on Leil Tfilasa, she has to be Porish once on Leil Tfilasa. It's a Vesher Sheinu Kavua only for Leil Tfila. We recognize the pattern. What is the Emunah Shmuel he has to do? He doesn't do it on his own. He points out that there was one printing in the Shulchan Aruch before his days which also had this, and he points out that maybe it fits in the Lashon a little more. It says Leil Shel Tfilasa, and if it was the first night, it was said Leil Tfilasa, okay, not so mucher. He amends the Shulchan Aruch to read Leil Sheni Shel Tfilasa, and adds an Okimta. The Okimta is there's a Bias Heter in between on the first night of her Tfilah. Right? And there was Bias Heter Bein Tayim.
Because if you say it's the actual Leil Tfilah, then when is there an opportunity to...
That would be Bias Heter Bein Tayim, exactly. So he has to think of the second night. So you'll have one night to have a Bias Heter in the middle. Then it was on the second night of Tfilah. Then there's Bias Heter in between. Now the second night of Tfilah comes. When the second night of Tfilah comes... Now it's chash specifically for Veshein Kuvah with the second night of Tefillah, and that's why she has to be Porish once. So that's why did he add the word Sheni to the Shulchan Aruch? He added the word Sheni to the Shulchan Aruch because of his because of his approach. Let's just point out one. At the very least parallel nafgmina of this case. Excuse me. Maybe we'll just add some acronym here. The Dogmer Vava, actually in more than one place, but at the very least here, the Dogmer Vava much later on, in Sif Yud Aleph, agrees with the Minchas Yaakov in this exact case. The Dogmer Vava in Sif Yud Aleph, and the Dogmer Vava here agrees with the Minchas Yaakov in this case, this Dogmer Vava, in my eyes, Tinyon. So it might be in the bottom of the back, and some of them says, if wish rasa machmas tashmish three times in a row, efshar lo nesra machmas nesra labala. That's tefila garm lo there was machmas tefila b'shas tashmish of tibol times in the tefila. She saw it three times in a row on the first night. That's this case. Dugul Mervava Tinyana. What does Tinyana mean? It just means in the second edition he went and added more things to the Dugul Mervava. So in some of it, in my Shulchan Aruch, it's printed in the same place as the regular Dugul Mervava, and some of it is printed like the Otzer Farshim or in different places. Anyway, he says the exact same thing, so there are plenty of Achronim who agree with the Minchas Yaakov. And the truth be told, if you look in B a little later, okay, so this is a machlok zachronim again. We're not necessarily going to pass it because it doesn't come up a lot nowadays. But here's a machlok because it all starts with Rashi. The Gemara says she is a Vestas told of Vesta. And Rashi, there were three pshatim. And I don't mean just Rashi. This was Rashi and most Rishon. This, the mainstream shot was Rashi, the Rambam, and everyone else, right? The Mordechai was a weird pshat. He said she has a Vestas Kavua and it's not, and it's not her Vestas Kavua now, she can assume it must be a Makkah. That was a weird shot. The Rambam was a weird shot. He says, no, if she's a shamish on her Vestas, then you assume it's because the Vestas, not because of Tashmish. Rashi, most people say, no, she's a pattern. So this is Rashi and most Rishonim.
Then,
Rov Rishonim. If she is a pattern, you're told on the pattern. How far does he go? Which is going to be the next sif in Shulchan Aruch. Does he mean you're told on the pattern even if it's three in a row? Or no, you're told on the pattern if there's some heter in between. But if it's three in a row, you're not told on the pattern. And that's not the famous machlokes in the Yom HaShmuel and the Taurus HaShlomo, which causes the Yom HaShmuel to emend the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. If there's no other questions of that, we will continue with the next case in the Ramah, which is very unclear. It's this tshuva of Rabbi Yonasan, quoted from the Hagos Sharidura, which no one's sure exactly what his case was. His language is unclear. So let's finish up this Ramah. The Ira law. Shirasa Sholosh Pa'amim Bia Rishonish Acher Lidasa. If it happens, she saw three times the first Bia after Leda. O Rasa Acher Sholosh Pa'amim, or she saw after every Leda three times, meaning Machas Tashvish. Ubin Tainla Rasa, but in between she didn't see. We still have no idea what that case is, but let's first read it. It says, Yeshikasvu, Lahakel, Lahatir Labala. It's obviously a case where we might think she should be Asura, but someone wrote a Chiddush that she's Muteris Labala. Why? The special new factor here that has nothing to do with the case in the Gemara. Kitalin Nariya Bechul Shasa Daim Kochle Dasa. The Gemara wasn't talking about a woman who just had a baby. Here we assume the Ri'iyah is because of her weakness of having just had a baby. Shehuklu hatzdadim mikoach aleida. The tzdadim, right? It's not weakness that the mucker bleeds more. If the mucker bleeds more, that's nida. You know, I don't care what hormones make the mucker bleed, if it's the normal monthly hormones or some other hormone. No, what it means is that tzdadim, that there must have been rips and tears in the tzdadim during the opening for childbirth, and therefore there are cuts that aren't healed. And mikoach aleida, and that's what makes her bleed much faster. Lachemro samach aleida v'lachakar, that's why she only sees right after giving birth, and not afterwards. The talina b'leida poshalina maka, and you assume it's b'leida, just like you assume it's a maka. The chiddush here is, what's the chiddush here? Chiddush here, we only told maka if we know she has a maka. Here we don't know she has a maka. All we know is the timing of her yamachas tashvish, that it was associated with giving birth a couple times. Okay, that's enough, since the timing was close to giving birth. That's considered evidence of a maka that's done, and we are mako. And the Achronim or Medayik here, this is quoted in Pesach Tshuvas Sukkot Mem Vav, from a couple Achronim, that it just means we're matur to her husband. It doesn't mean that we say this is makkah blood and she doesn't need to go to mikvah when she sees it. No, she still needs to go to mikvah. We don't have to make, it just means we won't make her get divorced from her husband, because that would be like really hard. That would be, you know, a kashin girish. Because in part over Hashem Shem Leidus Rishonah Shehuksu Biyos Shel Heter Avar Biyos Shel Esur, this is only if she violated the halacha and the mashamish between the first few births.
Because then you have the Gis of Heter between the Gis of Isser, Avala Mosa, Sholosh Pa'am, Ritzukma, Valeda. But if she just stands, he's three times the world for Leda, Loto, Lina Valeda, Shrikim, Dig, Shvoferis. We don't assume it's for Valeda, but she needs to either get divorced or have the Bidikas, Shvoferis. Okay. So let's, who's in charge of the board? Okay. Let's try to figure out what the case is very briefly. We've shown him here speak. I mean, they are going to until you get to the Kuruza Gas, it's not so long. The Kuruza Gas speaks at great length. He takes this very, very seriously. Again, it's not exactly Solomaisa. So we're going to just chazer it briefly. Without going through all the Nekudas Kesef's tainas back and forth. But one thing is very clear in the Ramah, which is the last thing he says. If you only have... Let's start from the end of the Ramah. The end of the Ramah is very clear. You have Leda, Bia, with Riyah Machmas Tashmish, Bia, with Riyah Machmas Tashmish, Bia, with Riyah Machmas Tashmish. She is now Asura forever. That's considered total Roa Machmas Tashmish, and she has to either get divorced or do the Shofera test. You don't blame it on the Leda. I mean, this is not enough evidence to blame it on the Leda, right? If it would be a pattern of multiple childbirths, that's the cool of this Tshuva of Rav Yonasa. But after one childbirth, it might be blamed on the childbirth, like there were cuts on the stud that studded, but it might be Riyah Machmas Tashmish. So then we have to be Machmir. Here, the psak is, she is Asura. But yeah, unless you want to say that, you know, they were Mashamish and Nida. But either way, right? I just mean there were no clean Bias in between, right? Let's say she went to the mikvah, right? She's a from lady. Right? Bia went to the mikvah, Leda went to the mikvah, Bia, because you have to go to the mikvah to us later. Bia Riyah Machmas Tashmish, she's Asura forever. Right? Unless she does B'dikas Shvoferis. What's the case when the Ramah was Makel? So here is a big machlokas. What's the case when the Ramah was Makel? the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef, the Shach wrote the Nekudas HaKesef. Right? I think we've seen Nekudas HaKesef before. That's what, after they published the Taz, the Shach went back and wrote his Asagas on the Taz whenever they had a disagreement. The Shach didn't read the Taz first. The Taz didn't read the Shach first. They both wrote independently at the same time. Then they printed them, and they both read each other. But it was too late to put in their original books. So the Shach wrote a Nekudas HaKesef based on the Pasuk, Torei Zahav Nase Lach in Nekudas HaKesef, even though the Pasuk is Torei Zahav at the top. And the Torei Zahav is on the test. It's close enough. Where he responded every time the Taz and he disagreed, he proved how he was right and the Taz was wrong. And the Taz also wrote a little daf achron, like a page in the back of his book, where he responded a couple times to the Shach, but only a few times through the whole Yerdea. In any case, what is the case according to the Shach? So the Shach sounds like, and here the achron point out that in the Kudas HaKesef he changes tune a tiny bit, but it sounds basically the same idea. The Ramah said there was an O in there, right? There was an O. Okay, there's an Amunah Shmuel who takes out the O, but we'll leave him aside for now. Let's assume there's an O. So there's two cases, right? So what's the O? So this is the end of the Ramah. What about the beginning of the Ramah? So what was the case? So says the Shach. And here I think the Kudas HaKesef is more posh of Shah and the Ramah than the Shach. What did the Ramah say here is the beginning of the Ramah? I don't mean the beginning of the Ramah, the whole set. I mean the beginning of this part of the Ramah. He said, what's his Lashon? Rasa Sholosh Pa'am B'Rishon HaShe'achar Leidasa. Rasa Gimel Pa'amin B'Biya Rishon HaShe'achar Leidasa. Right? Bibia Rishona Sha'achar Ledasa. Oh, what's the next one, sorry? Rasa Achar Kolida Sholosh Pa'amin. Achar Kolida Gimel Pa'amin.
So what does the shach say? Says the shach, here it means leida bia riyah machmas tashmish, bia riyah machmas tashmish, bia riyah machmas tashmish, and then leida bia riyah machmas. Okay, I'm going to run out of room on the board, so we're just going to have to do times three. Okay? Times three. Now, she might think she's a sura. Why? Because she just had three in a row of riyamachas tashmish. Oh, sorry. No. I apologize. Times three. Bia. Right? Without riyamachas tashmish. Times however many times. So she had three originally. Then she had some bias without Romachmas Tashmish afterwards. However many times, it could be once, it could be 100 times, we don't care, right? And then another Leda, and then Bia with three Romachmas Tashmishes. You might think she'd be a Surah because she has three real Romachmas Tashmishes. Kamash, Lon, Rav Yonasan, that no, since it's already a pattern that it happened after the first Leda and then it went away. Then it happened in the second Leda. We see it's not a real Riyamach Mustachmish. It's just a cuts from the Leda.
Why wouldn't she be also after the first son?
And she is. That's exactly what Ramah says in the continuation. He says the Ramah calls it her over Rashimsha. This is only if she violated the halacha there originally. But or she shouldn't have gotten to this stage, right? And this is the Avra Rashimsha, right? This is the Avra Rashimsha, as the Ramah says. This whole case should never have happened, right? Because she should have gotten divorced or done Digash Moferis after the first time. But b'di'eved, let's say she wasn't, she doesn't have to be a terrible person. She never knew about these halachas. They're complicated. They're not well known. And then she happened to ask the rabbi the second time around. Okay, she's okay. What is the O? The O case is just add one more. Leida, Bia, Roh Machmas Tashmish times three. Bia, without Roh Machmas Tashmish. This is the Avra Vashimsha. Avra Vashimsha. Leda. Bia. Romachmas Tashmish times three. Bia. Without Romachmas Tashmish. Leda. Bia. Romachmas Tashmish times three. So that's what happens. That's what the Ramah means when he says it happens. every time, and it could happen a fourth time, etc., etc. Right? So here you might, yeah.
This is a second, the fourth bia, I guess, the lower Ramah's after.
Yes.
Does that have to be at least three times, or even?
No, it could be even once. It just breaks the pattern. As long as it breaks the pattern. That is, as long as it breaks the pattern, that's good enough. Okay, so here also you get the idea, even though you might think you have three in a row, kamash v'lan, it is not a problem. What is the shach and the kudos hakesef? The kudos hakesef gives a slightly different shot. The kudos hakesef, he says that this case. No, that's not the most pashim shah norma. It sounds like three times in bia rishona after leidasa, not three times at first, three bias rishonos. So what does he say? He say the case is leida, bia, roh machmas tashmish, once. Bia, lo roh machmas tashmish. Leida, bia, roh machmas tashmish, once. Bia, without roh machmas tashmish. Leida, bia, roh machmas tashmish once, bia, without roh machmas tashmish. It could be any number of times. And then leida. What might you have thought? You might have thought she does surah now because she is a veses for the first time after leida. And if she is a veses for the first time after leida, then she can never sleep with her husband again because it'll be the first time after leida. Kamash, well, no, since it's the first time after leida, it was probably a cut in the sides and it's okay. Right? And then the Avra Vashimsha is not going on this part. The Avra Vashimsha is going only after the word O. And then he continues a little, and he says, what about this case? in the Nekudas of Kesef, he just adds, then there's Bia without Ramach Mastashmish, and then there's another Lida. So here also, you might have thought she's Asura because now she has a Veses to be Ramach Mastashmish after Lida three times. Kamash Malan, no, we attribute it to the Tzgadim. Okay, so that's the Havamina, the Aser. What's the Havamina, the Aser? According to this, green is why you think it's Aser. That's why you think it's Aser. There are three triggers and now it's a pattern. Or, why do you think it's Aser? Either the way the Shach describes it, like this, or the way the Kuzikasa describes it. Okay, hopefully we get that.
How come the Ramah doesn't mention anything about Tsar the way he does by Damsuet?
Because his Chiddush is that he's making even without Tsar.
But if it's three after Leda, it's Usher. The first
it was Usher the first time. But once it happens more than once, that's already a pattern. The Chap is not that it happened more than once. It happened more than once with clean ones in between. So what do we see? We already see close to Leda is Ramah Chatashvish. Far from Leda is clean. Close to Leda is Ramah Chatashvish. Far from Leda is clean. That's enough of a pattern that's grounds to be made.
Assuming there wasn't one of Heter, it was three where there's Ramah Chatashvish.
Then she's in trouble.
Even if there was Tsar, though?
Well, we saw Tsar itself doesn't always count as a Maka.
By Dan Basulin, it's
that's because Dan Basulin, we know there's a Maka, because every girl has Basulin. We know not every woman who gives birth has a Maka. Most women don't, so that's not going to help you. Okay, that's the way the Shach reads it. The Taz and the Bach read it a little differently. Here, the way the Taz quotes the Bach, he quotes Bach very pithily, and the Bach himself wrote very pithily here. It's only like four lines in the Shach, quoting the Bach, four lines in the Bach himself. So, the Shach might add like one or two assumptions to the Bach. I'm just going to go by what the Bach himself says and what the Taz says. The Taz says a little differently. What does the Taz say? The Taz just has one machlokas. There's really only one machlokas here, I think. Because all of these things, so far, I think, you know, the Shach changes Pshat al Nekudas HaKesef, but he's not disagreeing with himself. The point is clear. If you have a case where you might think that it would be usher, either because you had three times in a row most recently, or because you had three patterns after Leda in a row, you can still be Mekel since there already was a pattern pre-established of it only being a problem close to Leda and not far from Leda. No, it's a Maka that's done. The Taz says a little differently. Here he says, not the same as Nekudas HaKesef, but he didn't read the Nekudas HaKesef, but same as Nekudas HaKesef. It's a little anachronistic. Nekudas HaKesef, but that's what he says. The Shach, the Bach and the Taz. Okay, they have the same shot here. That's what Rami means at first. Once after each time. And what does he mean the second time? He means, and here they disagree. Here's the big chiddush. What is the big chiddush? Says the Bach and the Taz, when there is three times in a row, there's no room to be makel. Says the Bach and the Taz, Lefi, the Bach and the Taz, she is Asura, in this case. Three times in a row? Even though it was three times in a row in Heter, and then three times in a row? No, no grounds to be makel if you have three times in a row. Reb Yonason wasn't makel with three times in a row. This case also. Lefi, Bach, and the Taz, according to both Pshatim, the Shach said at first and later, she is Asura. They don't think there's ever grounds to be makel with three times in a row. That's the only machlokas here. What's the machlokas? Machlokas is, was Reb Yonason ever makel with three times in a row? That's the only machlokas here, right? What's the only machlokas? Was Rabbi Yonasan, meaning the Ramah, Rabbi Yonasan / Ramah, Mekel in a case of, right, Shalosh Pe'amin Ritzufim. Three in a row. The Shach says yes, and the Bach and the Taz say no. That's the Etzem Achlokas. Shach says yes, Bach and Taz say no. So what do they say the Ramah means? First, it means it happened once after each childbirth. Not three in a row. Once after each childbirth and lots of Heter.
What's the second case after the word O? Here it says, Rach Zarcha Kol Leida Shalosh Pa'amin. Shalosh Pa'amin sounds like three times. He says he didn't say three times in a row. It doesn't say three times in Sufim. So what does it mean? Here it means, a friend of Natas, first happened Leida, and then, how many fizzes are on the board? Bia, Bios Harbe, or let's say this. Leida, and then Bia, Roth Romachmas Tashmish, Bia, Romachmas Tashmish, Bia, without Romachmas Tashmish, and Bia, Romachmas Tashmish. I'm just giving an example. I can make any knot in a row I want. The point is, it wasn't in a row, right? And then Leida, then the same thing. Bia, Romachmas Tashmish, Bia, without Romachmas Tashmish, Bia, with Romachmas Tashmish, Bia, with Romachmas Tashmish, Bia, without Romachmas Tashmish, etc. Some pattern where there are three not in a row. And then there was a third Leida, and the exact same thing happened. Right? Bia with Romachmas Tashmish, Bia with Romachmas Tashmish, Bia without Romachmas Tashmish, Bia with Romachmas Tashmish, and then there was a fourth Leida. So, you might have thought that she should be Asura, because Taka, we do have a pattern, Leida Romachmas Tashmish, Leida Romachmas Tashmish, Leida Romachmas Tashmish. And now another Leida. It should be another Romachmas Tashmish. And here it's even a little worse, because even though there's no three in a row, there's more Romachmas Tashmishes thrown in here. Nonetheless, it's Mutter, because we assume the Romachmas Tashmish is due to the Chulshas HaTzadim and not due to a real Romachmas Tashmish. And even though, like, well, sometimes yes, sometimes no after Leida. It's not like right after Leida was always Romachmas Tashmish and then stopped. It went on and off. But all the Romachmas Tashmishes were close to Leida. Since they were all close to Leida, you can assume that's the Machad Stadim be Mako. But he was never Mako three times in a row. The only thing that Taz has to change, he has to emet Magia in the Ramah, is which word in the Ramah doesn't make sense according to the Taz? Does he have to erase?
Avra.
There's no Avra B'Shemsha here. No one's ever Avra B'Shemsha here. No one ever did anything wrong. So what does he do with the word Avra in the Ramah? No problem. Luckily, he owns an eraser. He just says, oh, it's a toast sofer. The printers must have put in the wrong word. And the Ramah probably didn't mean it. So he says, he erases the word Avra. Erases the word Avra, because there's no Avra V'Shimsha in his case. She was never Avra V'Shimsha. And what are the Ramah? This is only if she was Shimsha in between. Meaning, only if she had clean bios in between the Riyah Machmas Tashmish. That's our moment. He doesn't mean she was Avra B'Shimsha. He just means she was Shimsha with cleanliness in between the Riyah and Tashmish, which means she had a not Riyah, she had a not one, she had a not one, she had a not one. That's the case where we're Mako. Okay, that's the way the Taz reads the Ramah, and that's the big machlokes that is many, many pages of Shach and Taz and the Pusa Kesef right here. Okay. Let's just finish up the Ramah. I left two lines left after the Shach Lamed Gimel. Miu kol makom shetzricha bedika. Any case she needs bedika. What does it mean? Bedika means she's a real Romachmas Tashmish, and she has to either get divorced or do the Shofar test. Im avra b'shimsha v'lo rasa muteres. If she violates that halacha as mishamish and it's clean, she's become muteres to her husband. Right? Interesting. If you remember the Reis Yosef says, what moral principle does this seem to contradict? No, the psak in the Ramah. Right, she had three times in a row. Nothing of late anymore. Stam. Woman had three times in a row. Right? Stam. Bia Romach Mastashmish. Bia Romach Mastashmish. Bia Romach Mastashmish. Now, Bia Be'isser. Lo Rasa Mach Mastashmish. Now she's become permitted to her husband. This seems to contradict the principle of lo matzim chofei neskar, right? You shouldn't benefit. The halacha shouldn't reward you for doing an aveira. Here, the halacha rewards you for doing an aveira. But the Beis Yosef says, okay, but in this case, because of shalom bayis, we don't want to make people get divorced,
they didn't enforce lo yehi chote niskar, and they weren't gozer, and they allowed the chote to be niskar.
Would you like a regular pesach kavuah shouldn't take 3 times?
Aha! So, what is the Ramah's logic? Shouldn't it take 3 times? Shouldn't it be 3 for 3? The Ramah's logic is, this hashvina shalom rasavu odifim dika shofaris. It's even better than shofaris. If the shofaris comes out clean, here it's better than shofaris, because the whole point of shofaris is supposed to be, it'd be a little model of bia. Here it's mamish bia. So, kein nir li. Now, that's not so pasha. The shach in Sefer Lamed Gimel quotes the Sefer Api Rav Revi, who says, no way, it means 3 times. So here we have a machlokes. Says the Ramah and the Shach, even once is matter her. Says the Sefer Api Rav Revi. Not true, as Jacob said. Oh, only 3 times is matter her. What's the Smara? The Smara is very clear. A Veses et Nikva 3 times, these are uprooted 3 times. Right? Svara here, pretty pashat. Svara is our Veses Kavua. Like every Veses Kavua. Every Veses Kavua needs to be uprooted 3 times. So what's the Svara of the Ramah? So the Ramah gives his svara. He says, well, it's like Dika Shofaris. But that sort of begs the question. Well, then what's the svara that Dika Shofaris works once?
Didn't he say that if it was healing it? If he said my focus there, but
that maybe it proved. Okay.
So maybe
if you remember, we had a machlokes thing that Chavos Das and the Noda Bihuda had a look at this, right? The Chavos Das says maybe we look at this as a special disease. A special disease. So what's the svara? This is not what most of the Achronim point out here. But if it's a disease and not a veses, you could just say, Chazal had a mesora. How do we know they had a mesora? It's a ferris. They had a mesora that if it doesn't happen once, it's cured. You know, there are different kinds of diseases. Some diseases, if the guy comes in without symptoms once, he still might be sick. You have to track him for a while. Some diseases, if the guy comes without symptom once, he's cured. Like, because the symptoms can't go away until you're cured, right? I'm not a doctor. Anyone here in medical school can tell me the name of such diseases. I'm sure there's some disease where if you don't have the symptom, you have to be cured. Because, like, the only way to get rid of the symptom is to be cured. I don't know. I don't really know any diseases. I don't know. How about measles? Let's say you don't have any spots on you. Probably you're cured. Oh, shouldn't we check you 3 times? No, the way the disease works is when the symptoms go away, you're cured. It's not something that comes and goes. Right?
Diabetes probably be a good example.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, apparently a lot of blood tests. Okay, so if it's a disease and not a VSS, you just say, we know that if the symptom ever goes away, even once, she's cured. How do we know? How do we know it's not a different kind of disease? Okay, that's Masorah, because I'll have. What if it's a Veses? Don't remember, Noda Yehuda said it's a Veses. And the Chavos Das actually said, we're chokshesh l'chomer that maybe it's a Veses, maybe it's a disease. What if it's a Veses? Then I also answered that question. What did I tell the 4 guys who came to my office to ask me about this?
It's the Veses Meisa, which can be uprooted.
Aha! There's a machlokas. They keep referring to the Tor or the Shulchan Aruch and Kofei Tes. A Veses, there are 3 words to this. Veses Meisa, Veses is caused by action. Veses Kvitza, Veses caused by jumping, which is the example mentioned in the Gemara. Or Veses Onis. A Veses, which Onis here actually means free will, which you force your body to do, and your body doesn't do it on its own. Right? Basically, they call it a Veses Kvitza. A Veses caused by jumping. She jumps and bleeds. She jumps and bleeds, jumps and bleeds. It's a machlokes rishonim whether that means 3 times to uprooted or 1 time to uprooted, because maybe it's a very weak Veses. Why is it a weak Veses? Because, like, what are the odds that you'll totally be in control of your menstruation and control it by jumping or not jumping? Like, there's something a little funny about that. Right? So, if it's a Veses, then it's like a veses of kfitza, which according to the way we paskin, other people can paskin other things, but the way we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, right? I will read to you from Sim, you don't have to open up, Sim Kuf Pei Tes. Sick. If is something. If Yud Zayin Kol Vesa Shenekva Machmas Ones Kim Shikavsa Ratsa, any Vesa which is caused by something you do, Filo Ratsa Vokam and Pa'amin, Eno Vesa Neones Ratsa, Omikom Magma Choshesh Lokom Vesa Sheenu Kavua. Just has the status that Eno Kavua is only usher once. It's like a Vesa Kavua. And we pass, like a Vesa's Kvitsa, we pass in that a Vesa's Kvitsa is uprooted. Once. You know what I mean? It's uprooted, it doesn't happen once. Okay, so it's a weak kind of vet. If it's a disease, then we have Masora. This kind of disease, if the symptoms go away, you're cured. It's not a disease that comes and goes. And if it's a Vesa's, like a Vesa's Kvitsa, which is weak, which is uprooted once. What does the Api Ravri behold? So the Api Ravri beholds, the Shach doesn't defend the Api Ravri. He, in general, the Shach doesn't consider his job to defend people he disagrees with. That's their problem, not his. But the Dagom Erbav on the side defends the Api Ravri, and the Chiddush Rabbi Kivi Eger on the Shach defends the Api Ravri. And they both, the Rabbi Kivi Eger actually is quoting the Dagom Erbav in his other sefer, Noda Kibuda, who says, no, he says two options. Either, what does he say about this? Either he holds like the other Shita that Veses Kvitsa needs three times to uproot. Right? It's a machlok Rishonim. Maybe he holds like the other Shita Rishonim. Or he holds that Romachos Tashmis is worse than the Veses Kvitsa. Why is it worse than Veses Kvitsa? Because there's a day in the Rishonim that a Veses Kvitsa is a very weak Veses, because it's not internal, it's external in the body. But what if you would eat certain foods and they would make you get your period? Since that's more internal, that's a stronger Veses. So that's called Achilas Shon. We'll get to all that. So maybe he holds. I mean, the Dagom Erbav has another pshat, but this is enough. Or he holds that Romach Mastashmish is more chamer than kvitza. And what's the example? This machlokes rishonim, but like achilas shon. If she eats garlic and gets her period, many, the Ramah brings an opinion that brings a day that is koveya, because that's more chomer than kvitza, because it's internal. So tashmish is very internal. It's mamash at the makom of damnida, right? The tashmish act is very nearby the makor. And therefore, maybe it's more chomer than kvitza. Okay.
You threw higher than three, apetita, which has apetita three times, contrary.
Ah, you mean B'digash Foferis?
Yeah.
Ah, of course the problem is that how did B'digash Foferis work for Api Ravri? It's clear in the Gemara only required once. So they both say that what does he do? This is the Svara. Forget about Svara, proof. You know, whenever someone has a Shita, you need to ask what their proof and what their Svara. The proof could be a proof from someplace that doesn't explain the Svara. And the Svara cannot have any proof, just be an idea. So usually, someone might have a Svara and have a proof. Maybe they'll say their Svara. Maybe they'll say their proof, and you'll fill in the Svara. Here, the Ramah said his proof. What's his proof? His proof is B'dikas Shfoferis. How does the Api Ravri get out of the proof? So I think I pointed out, maybe in the conversation, guys, what does he do? How does he answer the proof of the Ramah? How does he answer the proof of the Ramah? If you're all B'dikas Shfoferis works once, no one says you need to do B'dikas Shfoferis three times. So, it actually never says explicitly in the Gemara what we say in the Shulchan Aruch, or what Odei Achronim understand Pash Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. It sounds like this, it doesn't say explicitly. What if you do B'dikas Shfoferis and there's no blood at all? You do B'dikas Shfoferis, there's no blood at all. Not on the top, not on the stomach. If it's on the top, she has to get divorced, she's in trouble. If it's not the studim, she's totally muteris, you know it's a machlok the studim. What if there's no blood at all? We paskin it's mutter. We saw machlok is achronim, why? But all the achronim here say that he holds, not we hold, that it's only matter her if she finds dam bitzvadim. It's only matter if she finds dam on the side. If she doesn't find any dam, it's taka not matter her. That's not what we thought the Gemara meant, but that is a sheet in the Rishonim. Okay, so he's defended. The Maisa, doesn't matter. We paskin like the Rama and the Shach. In any case, not that this happens a lot, but you can defend the Apigraphy. Okay, let's go to Yeraf. Okay, we'll finish up the Sif. Sif Yeraf. Isha Shabrasamach was Tashvish, Lacharchatzi Shanachos Barasamach was Tashvish, Buteris Labala. She sees Machos Tashvish, and half a year later, 6 months later, let's call it, she sees Machos Tashvish again, Buteris Labala. She's totally Buteris. Shari Lokom, Vishloshav, Esso Shambhu, Odiluk. She didn't have three intervals that are the same, or even three intervals that skip a little, that are a pattern, right? It wasn't like 6 months, 6 months, 6 months. It wasn't even 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, right? It was only twice. So there's no kvias. Mihu, chosheshes la'achron pam achas. However, she has to be chosheshes for the most recent one, once she yagiachat yishanem yom riyazdam ha'achron asura ona achas. When 6 months comes after the last one, she is asura for that ona. Right, that's a shayna kavua. So she sees, I don't know, Beis Tishrei, and then Beis Nisan, Machos Tashvish. Next Beis Tishrei, which is a continuing pattern of shayna kavua, she has to be poorish for that one. No, kavav v'yasal zuriyas da Machos Tashvish loshes. And then what if she's kavav v'yasal three times? Beis Nisan, Beis Tishrei, Beis Nisan, Beis Tishrei. She's kavav a few times. Then v'yasal shava, and it's an even pattern, or easier one, you know. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, she was Rosh Machos Tashvish. Then, Uteris Hashamach Vesel Vesesh, she Uteris, this is Rashi, Rosh Chodesh Hashamach Vesel Vesesh, Uteris Hashamach all the rest of the time, Kamiya Vesesh, Poresh HaShadi Ayakar Sholosh Ba'amim, she has to be Poresh during the Vesesh until it's Nekar three times. Okay, that's pretty straightforward, that's just what the Gemara means by Tolu Vesesh, for Rashi and most Rishonim. What is the most interesting Machlokas here?
What does
being
Nekar three times mean there?
Okay, good. So, how are you over this? Who's in charge of the board? How are you over this? Because you can have less complicated cases as well. Meaning, what about days of the month? Right? What if Stam, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, she sees Machmas Hashmash? She has to be choshes ena kavur for Rosh Chodesh Iyar. How is that nekar? Or leil tefila. She has to be choshes next leil tefila. Right? The same machlokes in the Chavos Das and everyone in the world, in this sif, it was the same as the last sif. How is it nekar?
Normally we would say she has to put herself into a position.
Right. It can only be nekar if you put yourself into the position. Right? Remember, right? Parallels to Miller's Shubat Rosh on Thursday night. Rabban Hilchas Shubat and Beis Halacha Aleph. It's only nekar if you're in the same situation, it doesn't happen. If you're not in the same situation, it's not an akira. So if it was a chash of Rosh Chodesh and Tashmish or Rosh Chodesh, it's only nekar through Tashmish or Rosh Chodesh. Meaning you can only be okar at Be'isr. Because you can't do Tashmish or Rosh Chodesh. That is the sheet of the Chavos Das. So let's just put the Chavos Das on the board. Let's use an example. Right, not an example. We know those of us who are married know this is phrase. There's haflagan, there's yom hachodesh. You can have a beses for a certain interval between period to period, or for a certain day of the month. Let's use day of the month. It'll be a very, very simple one. Or leil tefila. Let's say sif yud aleph. Here we have leil tefila. She was rasa machas tashvish. Or let's just say, you know, Dalit Nisan. She was Rasa Machos Tashvish. How are you ochre this? How are you ochre this? So, how are you ochre this? Well, how are you ochre this? So, according to the Chavos Das, the only way to be okirit is that what's the halacha? She now is vesh sheina kavua for leil tefila or vesh sheina kavua for dalad lechodesh. How are you okirit? According to the Chavos Das, the only way to be okirit is in the same circumstances. So how do you ochre it? Shimsha b'isser. Bilel tfilasa. Bilo rasa. That's how you ochre it. Meaning, you'll have to do an isser to be ochre this vesa she'inu kavua. Because the vesis is tashmish on lel tfilasa. So you'd have to do tashmish on lel tfilasa.
Why don't you just do the shofaros?
Or shofaros test on lel tfilasa. Okay, but... You know, correct. She could do it behetta with a chauffeur's test. Fair enough. And here you'd have to say shimsha b'isser b'dalet iyar b'lo rasa. But what comes out funny according to this Chavos Das? If she's a frum lady and doesn't do aveiros, she will never be okra this her whole life. This is what the Chavos Das says. If you don't do aveiros, you're never okra this v'sashenu kavua. It stays with you your whole life. Once a month, you have to be porous because this vesh she'inu kavua your whole life.
If she's really, you know, kavua, give it enough months, she'll ask the entire month, no?
Well, you mean if she has a lot of romachos tashmishes? That's actually an interesting case, right? She's romachos tashmish on Dalit. Then lots of be as heter, but a few months later, she's romachos tashmish on Zion. And then a lot of heter. A few months later, she's romachos tashmish on Yud. She'll end up having a lot of nights of Isser.
But even not romachos, like regular vesh she'inu kavua. She sees on the Chodesh, and then the next month she sees on the days, and the next month
she's on the days. No, regular Vesh Shein Kavua, think she sees on Dal L'Chodesh. Yeah. What was the circumstances? Just being Dal L'Chodesh. Next month, Dal L'Chodesh, she doesn't see, it's uprooted. Right? It's the circumstances, which is the day coming. However, is that what the Shulchan Aruch sounds like? That you have to, unless you're an Avraganis, you have to be Asura one day a month your whole life? It's not Pashup Shai, not in Yod. In Yod, he says, she's Poreshes Leil Tefila Achas. But the next month she doesn't have to. And over here, what does he say? Asura ona achas. She does it for one ona. It's not like once in her life. That's not pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shach is very explicit. Said pashtos of the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and all the other Achronim say, no, that's not true. That's not true. Can't be. How is it nekar? Just... Lo shemsha vilel tfila vilo rasa lo shemsha vidalit iyar vilo rasa. That's enough to uproot it. Because I guess if she wasn't shemsha and she saw it, would just change it into a vesses for that day's stop. She just pours from tashmish. Now, the question is, what is the logic? What's the logic? After all, the Chavos Das is logically correct. So what's the Svara? The Svara is over here. It's just, I don't know, logic. Pashut. Svara is pashut. You can only be uprooted if those circumstances happen and she doesn't bleed. And the circumstances only happen if she does an aveira. What's the logic of the Pshat of the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach? The Shach is very explicit here in Sefer Aleph that v'lo rasa b'tesvav b'iyar shuvei nechoshesh l'tesvav b'chodesh. Very explicit. So the Sidrei Torah says what the logic is. Says the Sidrei Torah, it's in the back here. He says, you're right, logically the Chavos Das should be correct. But that would be too machmir. Because then, because of a vesa she'enu kavua, you're asering her whole life on that night. Chazal made the gzera vesa she'enu kavua. They made that as a very light gzera, not as a very chomer gzera. They didn't want to make an iser chomer because of enu kavua. Only kavua is a big iser. Enu kavua is a small iser. Therefore, it says Chazal lo gazru le'osra li'olam machmas vesesh. She'eino kavua. They would never gozer make a permanent iser because of Vesher She'enu Kavua. Since according to Chabad's Das would be a permanent iser, they just relaxed the Gzeira. Meaning when they made the Gzeira Vesher She'enu Kavua, they said, this can be uprooted more easily. Even if logically it shouldn't be uprooted, as long as you're a machmir once, that's good enough. Because we don't want to ask you too much because of Vesher She'enu Kavua. So it's just a special kula built into Vesher She'enu Kavua. Meaning, it's a special kula of Vesher She'enu Kavua, that it could be uprooted, even though logically it shouldn't be uprooted. As long as you were Yotze once, that's enough. Because they didn't want to be on Triach you too much with this Gzeira Vesher She'enu Kavua. Okay, that's, and we paskin like the Mechab and the Shach. This could happen. A woman once is Ramach was Tashvish. For the Chabad's Das, she loses the day of the month, rest of her life. Nah, just once next month, no big deal. We paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. No one paskins like, I'm sure someone, but the vast majority of poskin don't paskin like the Chabad's Das in this case. We'll see more that this idea of a special kula of Vesher She'enu Kavua, they did want a Vesher She'enu Kavua to be too burdensome. By the way, your original question after you, what does it mean, the Ukr Shalosh Pa'amin? Taka, if it happens three times, then everyone would be with the Chabad's Das. Let's say she's Ramach Matashram, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Ir, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Now, she's Asra Rosh Chodesh for the rest of her life. Because the only way to be Oprah would be to be Mishamish three times in Rosh Chodesh and not see, which would be doing three Surim. And we don't make special kulas here. So now, Taka, she's in trouble. I'm in a little trouble. 1/30th of trouble. The post can point out that the original case in Sefirot Aleph was not really this case of Dalet Nisan. It was what's called Hafluga, an interval, 6 months between Re'iyah Machmas Tashvish. That, even the Chabad's Das agrees. In this case, the real case of Sefirot Aleph. What's the real case of Sefirot Aleph? It is Ram Machmas Tashvish, Hafloga, that's an interval of Chatzi Shana, and then Ram Machmas Tashvish. How do you uproot that? So according to the Shach, it's easy to know how to uproot that. Acher Chatzi Shana, Lo Shimsha, the Lo Rasa. Exactly 6 months later, she's not Mishamish that day, and she doesn't bleed, and then uproots it. How about according to Chabad's Das? According to Chabad's Das, all the Achronim point out that im achar chatzi shana lo shimsha to lo rasa, it's not uprooted according to Chabad's Das, but it's neutralized. It's like backdoor uprooted. Lo nekar aval aval muteres l'shamesh ve'od chatzi shana. It's not oker because it wasn't the exact circumstance, but practically it's nekar, and it's 6 months from now she can shamesh. Why? Because the veses is, here you have to listen carefully, not that every 6 months, if she's Mishamish, she'll see. 6 months since the last time she was Romach was Tashmish, she might be a Romach was Tashmish. And over here, if she skipped 6 months from now and she's not Romach was Tashmish, then the next time is 12 months since the last Romach was Tashmish. That's not a Vesis. So basically, since it's an interval between Romach was Tashmish, as long as she doesn't have a Romach was Tashmish, it's not Nekar, but it doesn't apply to her because she's not a 6 month interval from Ramach Tashvish. So just wait 6 months, be clean. Now, for the rest of her life, she'll be 6 months plus more months since Ramach Tashvish, and it doesn't apply to her anymore. So practically, we are rooted. Okay, fine. Let's just finish up. Seven, good base. Ramach Tashvish, Ba'amim, Osir Lashotza. This is, we'll have to see. What these halachot have to do with normal. What if, basically, here's the general question. What if a person's wife becomes asura to him forever? So we know, for example, let's just review some halachot, right? If my wife is asura to me because she's a nida and has to, like, count shiva nekiyim and go to the mikvah, like most happens to most people most of the time, then we're allowed to live together normally. Okay, sleep in separate beds and all the harchakos, but you know, you live together normally as man and wife, that's normal life. Now that's because, what does the fellow have in this case? In halachic jargon?
Pasta
salo. Right? She's going to be with Teres Tim later. So even though normally I'm not living siyached with anyone, I can't move in and live in an apartment with a girl who's forbidden to me. No, because my wife, she's going to the mikvah, that's pasta salo, that's okay. What if there's no pasta salo? She's growing up with tashmish. So what does Shofar say? Ramach tash shalosh ba'am, also lash hosa. He cannot stay married to her. He didn't even live in the same house in separate beds, because there's no pasta salo, therefore we're afraid there'll be a mikshel. Even if he says, okay, fine, you know, I'm a vater in tashmish. I just want to live together without tashmish, it's usher. Unless the only way to remain married to her is if you support her through an intermediary, meaning you don't even go and like bring her groceries and give her money all the time, you appointed because that would be too much closeness. So let's say the guy says, you know what, fine, you know, but I still want to remain married to her. We'll just live in separate apartments, or separate rooms or whatever. That's okay, but under two conditions. Number one, you can't be involved in the household all the time. You have to appoint an assistant to buy her groceries and give her money. And number two, you can't be with her unless there are eidim present. Okay, the shachar is a little confusing in Lamed Vav. What he basically means, if you live in the same house, you need to have eidim in the house all the time. If you live in different apartments, then you need to bring eidim with you whenever you see her. So basically, there's a very, very strong isser, more than a normal isser yichud. You need to bring eidim, right? You need to bring two eidim with you all the time, and you need to have an intermediary for business purposes, home economic purposes. There's a very chomer isser because we're afraid of the obvious michshol, because after all, they've been married for a while. But let me just point out, what does the Pesachei Tshuva say? The Pesachei Tshuva said, it's a Katan and Aleph, quoting a Sefer Tzalos Habayis by the base mayor, who says that it could be that we're very machmir here because it's an Issur Drabbanan. Romach L'Snashvish is only an Issur Drabbanan, because it's like Vestos Drabbanan. If she'd be a Nida forever, let's say she can't go to the mikvah. Something wrong with her, she can't go to the mikvah, she's a Nida forever, so she's an Issur Kuris forever. Maybe it'd be more Mako. What would be more Mako? If she's an Issur Kuris forever, we're more Mako. Your last day married as long as you don't do Yichud. Right, you just need to avoid Yichud. You don't need two Eidim. But over here, since only Issur Rabbanan, and we're more afraid of eventually you need two Eidim.
The other Harchakos apply in the Rachmas Tashmashim?
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, the main head of your husband and wife is Yichud. There's an Issur Yichud whenever there's no Pasuk Salah. The main head of saying that if she's an Issur Kuris for the rest of your life, there's a regular Issur Yichud. You know, sometimes enough to have one other person there. But if it's an Issur of Ro Machlis Tashmish the rest of your life, then we're even more Machmir, and you need Eidim, because it's not an Issur Kuris.
She needs to be Mochalos on everything, Sherek Sosanah.
No, she doesn't need to be Mochalos on Sherek Sosanah, no. You just give it to her through an assistant. There's no Ona. It's not her to be Mochalos, it's us, right? She's not Mochalos on Sherek Sos. You still are, it says right here, Lash Hosal, like you Shlish, because you give her Sherek Sos, but you don't give her the groceries and clothing yourself. Because then you'd be too involved. You'd rather have her, you know, have your assistant do it.
And then she needs to be on board with this, or she doesn't want
She's Asura, right? Does she need to be on board with staying married? Lachora, she can sue for divorce if she wishes.
That's what I'm saying.
She can sue for divorce. She could. Pasha, she can sue for divorce. I don't know if it says it here explicitly. She can sue for divorce because she can say, I don't want to be married in this situation. Yeah. But assuming they both want to be married, there's a lot of restrictions on how they can stay married.
I mean, it seems like if they care about each other, they're more mingled if they get divorced than they'll let it pass. Or
yeah, but first of all, there are still some isurim that they're even after they get divorced, they're not allowed to live in the same chutzner, etc. There's still some isurim. But you know, who knows? Everyone has their own opinions. Interestingly, the Shach says here, which really comes up, you know, it comes up later. Okay, Yud Gimel. You know what? Let's skip to Yud Dalet because it's in the same inyan. Yud Dalet. Isha sheish lo makas uktsan sheinichon lipol. A woman who has injuries which make it impossible for her to tovel. which means she's a nida forever, and there's no pas pasalo. Teitzei machval, she has to be divorced. Why? Kadesh lo yisbat him per yuvarivya, in order that he not be mevatel the mitzvah of, in order that he not be mevatel the mitzvah of pruvu, and the shach says in Sifya Beis also that if he hasn't done pruvu yet. Just like Sif Yudal, he has to get divorced. Meaning, it's not a difference between your Beis and your Dal and Kino, one with injuries that can't let her tovo, one with Romach was Tashvish. No, in both cases. If he's an old guy who already has a lot of kids, then he doesn't have to divorce her and marry another one for Puruvu. But if he doesn't have kids, then whether it's that she can't tovo or Romach was Tashvish, he has to divorce her and marry another wife so that he can be a Kayan Puruvu. Okay, interestingly, the Pesach Chuvin and Beis quotes from the Psak of the Ramah, the very beginning of Ne'ezer, that nowadays we don't force people to get divorced in order to be Kayim Puruvu. In general, nowadays, it's interesting, it's not exactly clear why. All the Ramah says we don't force people. Nowadays, there are a lot of Gedolim through the generations who did not get divorced even though they weren't Kayim Puruvu. Right, we think of many Gedolim through generations that never had kids. Why didn't they get divorced and marry a different wife? So there's all kinds of stories why the Chazon Ish didn't get divorced and marry a different wife. It's not 100% clear why. There's stories who was choshen kibbutz nefesh. Why did the Lubavitcher Rebbe not get divorced and marry a different wife? Meaning these are Gedolei Ador, right? Right, B'chor, whoever you are. Your motive that either the Chazon Ish or the Lubavitcher Rebbe at least would be Gedolei Ador. I hope both. I'm a liberal fellow. But I think everyone holds at least one of them would be Gedolei Ador, I think. I don't know, it could be. I don't know what Samar said. So it seems to me that nowadays we're not as strict. What?
I think the Samar Rebbe
went
not
did this. I don't know. And they're not the only ones. Meaning. Okay, nowadays that's less common because we have reproductive technology. But once upon a time, it was common that people had trouble having kids, and there were Gedolim who, why didn't they just get divorced and marry another wife? Okay, it's not so clear. All the Ramah says Bezin doesn't force you to get divorced nowadays to be a Kayim Puruvu. But it seems to me that, there are many people who didn't even force themselves to get divorced and marry another wife to be a Kayim Puruvu. Okay, so that's an interesting, even though that's taking the Ramah in Eben Ezra one step further. But, there are many Gedolim who did that. Yeah, maybe they had special reasons, I don't know. But it seems to be, and there were non-Gedolim who did that as well. I'm sure we all know people. Probably not people, less people my age, because I grew up in the days of reproductive technology. But people a generation or two older than me, sure we know lots of people who never had kids. So, why didn't they just send the Shulchan Aruch and get divorced? And marry another wife and try to have kids. It could be that somehow the Ramah says we don't force people, and the minhag became that you don't force yourself either to get divorced and marry another wife in order to have kids. So we're not exactly sure. That's not what the Ramah said, but it could very well be that that's the extension, especially since many Achronim say the reason for the Ramah is because there was a havamin in the Gemara in Bava Basra that after the Churban, you don't have to have kids anymore. And it sounds like maybe after the Churban, there is a reason not to have kids. It's just that, it would be too hard for people. So it could be there's a smach in the time of the Churban to not have kids, and that's why we're not as machmir on this nowadays as we were once upon a time. Okay, very interesting thing. It's a sad situation. Hopefully it won't come up too often.
Who says that
So the Ramah says we don't force people to get divorced for Puruvu. And I said, there's many Gedolim who, their mother says, I don't force someone else. Like, Bezdin doesn't force you to get divorced. He doesn't say what you yourself should do. But there are many Gedolim who they themselves didn't get divorced. So apparently that is a valid minhag. Okay, Yud Gimel. Habolos ha-basula kamako amin ve'ras adama chastashmish. Someone who marries a basula. A basula, often, when they have the bias mitzvah, the first bias, she will bleed from the breaking of the basulim. And that's not Roma Tashmish. I mean, technically, the blood is coming very much because of the Tashmish, But it's not damnita machmas tashmish, it's not coming out of the makor. It's the besulin is really a machin that's studded. It's just a cut, torn tissue in the stomach. So therefore, le'ol mechazkin shein dam besulin, we assume it's all dam besulin, and it's not real machmas tashmish. How long? Actually, the shamish pamach will turn dam tashmish until she has one tashmish without blood. Meaning she gets married and, let's say, once she bleeds in a row, or twice she bleeds, or three times, or four times, or five times she bleeds in a row. Again, not as common nowadays, because the older you get, the less bleeding from the sulam you have. And nowadays, we get married very, very old. People are like, girls can be 20, 21, 22, even older. Not like the old days when, if you didn't get married at 12, it was a shanda on your family, and your mother tore her hair out and, you know, and couldn't sleep at night. I mean, it really was, by the way. Like, in the old days, if you didn't get married at 12, your family couldn't go to shul. It couldn't be seen by people. Such a shanda. Okay, nowadays we're a little older. But nonetheless, you never know. So even 5, 6, 7, 8 times in a row, as long as it's in a row, then you say, that's from the basula, that's not from Roma Achmas Tashmish, and therefore it's not a problem with Roma Achmas Tashmish. She needs to go to the mikveh each time. We pass in Dam Basula Midrabanan. You need to go to the mikveh, even though it's not real Dam Nida. But it's not Roma Achmas Tashmish. It's a special gzeira that you have to go to the mikveh after Dam Basula. But that's not, no one says it's actual Dam Nida, it's just a special gzeira. Unless you one Tashmish without, and only if it's a full tashmish. Meaning, if there's a tashmish that barely goes in a little without dam, that doesn't break your streak, because that wasn't a full tashmish. I mean, halachically, it might be called tashmish for certain purposes, but it wasn't physically real tashmish. But if you have a real tashmish with no blood, then you know the psalm is gone. Next time, it's Ro'am Achmas Tashmish. Okay, that is pretty straightforward. The Rama, however, is more machmir. It's interesting. The Beis Yosef himself needs to be a little more machmir. He didn't put that in the Shulchan Aruch because he didn't have a machmir Rishonim. And the Rama did. The Rama says, "Afilu im lo paska liros pam achas im aim lo tzar kal v'shas tashrei v'kol nash v'lo t'lim dam sulim." The Rama is more machmir. If it's the second or third or fourth time, the first time everyone means dam sulim, it's not Rama v'shas tashrei. Give me a break. How about the second, third, or fourth time? The Machaber says, as long as it's in a row, it's not Ramah Tashmish. The Ramah says no. Only if you have other evidence. It has to be bleeding each time in a row, and it has to hurt. Because Pashtus, if it was the ripping of the Basulim, then it would hurt. At least a tiny, tiny bit. But if, says Ramah, if it doesn't hurt her at all, then you can't assume it's Dam Basulim because, you know, you don't have enough evidence, and then she's Ramah Tashmish. So that's Machlok V'Chav Ramah. Then he ends with a side point, Mishiyotza Damim Derpi Yama Vashimish Isha Tolabo Vain Lakam, etc. Okay, hopefully this won't happen too much to people we know. But, I mean, I'm sure it's some disease. I just hope we can cure it nowadays. If a man has blood coming out of his Aver, and then obviously finds Dam Achmas Tashmish because he's always bleeding from his Aver, then he can assume it's from him because it's a known Maka. Okay, not such a chiddush. I don't think that's a common thing nowadays. I mean, I'm sure doctors who've been doctors for many years can tell you they've seen cases, but not a common thing nowadays. I assume any man with blood coming out of his aver nowadays would go to the doctor and do something about it rather quickly. I would recommend going to the doctor right away if this happens to anyone listening on the internet. Don't delay. It sounds very unsafe to me. It could be with... you know, I mean, this happens with kidney stones, etc. It does happen with kidney stones. It usually only comes out in the Meir Blayim, but you never know. And maybe that's enough to be Tola. You know, there's always a little. But even nowadays, like, usually when they say they have blood in the Meir Blayim, I mean, they test it, and there's a tiny amount of blood you find in the lab result. They don't wait until, you know, it turns bright red. Once upon a time they did. Okay, anyway, back to Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah. Back to Machlokes Mechaber and the Ramah. There's a big Machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber really doesn't sound like the Ramah. The Bach rejects the Ramah. However, but the Shach quotes the Masses B'Yom is like the Ramah. The Yosef himself said like the Ramah. So here, we have, what if you have, you know, you have, sorry, bios ritsufos im dam, but without tsar. Ritsufos, straight with dam from the wedding night, but without tsar, says the mechaber, that your tole bidam besulin, says the Ramah. Nope, it's a chash of Ramah was tashmish. The Bach agrees with the Mechaber. The Taz agrees with the Mechaber. The Shach agrees with the Ramah. The Beis Yosef himself, strangely enough, agrees with the Ramah. It's not so strange because the derech of the Beis Yosef is that whatever he thinks himself, he doesn't put in the Shulchan Aruch. Only things that he saw in the Rishonim. So he saw in the Rishonim a Heter. And he didn't. He himself thought to be a little more machmer. So he didn't put in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah did, and he found the Maran Padua. Anyway, halacha l'maisa. I don't know. I've never been asked a shayla. It's a good question. You know, it doesn't. It shouldn't normally. It doesn't normally come up. But what's the base of the machlokes? The base of the machlokes is this. Is that anyone know halacha l'maisa? I spoiled this a little before. Let's say there's dam basulim. Are we machmir to treat that as dam nida, or do we say it's dam maka? What's the halacha l'maisa? We treat it as dam nida, right? After the wedding, she has to count shiv nikiyam and go to the mikvah, right? So that's why the Ramah says taka. We paskim, we'll see. There's a whole siman about this. That we treat dam basulim like dam nida. So if we treat dam basulim like dam nida, I'm worried to be made unless there's other stuff in Lahaka like Tsar. What's this for the Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef says this. A young girl pre-bat mitzvah, or never got her period yet, right? Who got married in the old days, as long as there was blood every time, would call it a makkah and not have to go to the mikvah. So there is some precedent in Shas for saying as long as there's blood every time, no matter how long it takes, you can call that a makkah and not dam nida. We don't apply that. That was only young girl. Our girls are older, etc. And we have more chumras, etc. Says, but since there's some tzad in the Gemara like that, then if you put that together with the fact that romach was tashmish is very rare and dam basulim is more common, so most women are not romach was tashmish, and obviously if you had to choose between basulim romach was tashmish is less common. Therefore, says the Mechaber, since there's some case in the Gemara of a young girl, a ketana, who would be called would be tola and maka as long as she bled every time. Therefore, for romach was tashmish purposes, we can say that for all women. And the Ramah says, I hear your svar, but I'm not sure, and therefore I'm only willing to be makel if there's also tsar. Okay, that's the basis of the machlokes. Okay, we'll see the shitas a little later on. Okay, we'll pick up Mirza Shem and Siman Kof Beches. Our next shir will be Sunday. Right? Tuesday is not a shiur day. Our next shiur will be Tuesday still being fun. So our next shiur will be Sunday after Yom Tov.